One at a time, veterans walk into the Dillingham High School gym to drumbeats and applause from the crowd of students and community members standing in the bleachers. Twelfth grader Dimitri Hossett moderated the ceremony. The middle high school principal, Teresa LaVille, spoke, as did Mayor Alice Ruby.
Sometimes it's difficult for us to remember that there are still countries in this world where children are not free to go to school, where women are not free to vote, where people are not free to have an opinion that's different than the government. And the main reason that we live in a place where that's possible is because of the men and the women that have been willing to defend those freedoms.
As part of the ceremony, a class recorded letters of thanks for the veterans. The words echoed throughout the gym.
We see you as someone who raised us from our first day on Earth, took care of us during our time of need, and helped us celebrate our life events. We are truly grateful for your presence in our lives.
Heartfelt. It was amazing.
Georgette Baumgartner is from Igiagig. She served in the Army and now works for the Dillingham School District.
This was amazing that we were able to come together and the public be invited. It's great to have support.
For her, Veterans Day holds a space for the experiences of those who serve.
The experience, it's the freedom, the sacrifice.
Another Army veteran, Pete Kapotik, was in Iraq in 2006 and 2007.
I just think of the people I served with, you know, and all the friends I got to know, and some that I've passed on, you know, so it's just something, you know, it's all different for each of us, you know, so I just think of the people I served with.
Veterans Day is a time to reflect on the service of the people in the armed forces. For some veterans, that period of reflection can be complicated. Cody Kapotik is Yupik from Dillingham and Portage Creek. He served in the Marine Corps, training in California for about a year before being stationed in Hawaii.
Growing up, I never really thought I would join the military. I took ROTC in high school just to get out of PE because I was not so physical back then. But I did some physical things there.
Even then, he didn't plan to join.
But I did it when I failed some classes, lost some funding for school, joined on a whim, and 2 weeks later I was going to boot camp.
Kapotik went to Afghanistan twice in back-to-back deployments.
For me, it's a bit of a conflicted pride kind of thing because I don't really regret the time I served. It helped me grow and mature, taught me some discipline. I like to say it kicked the lazy out of me. School was not as hard anymore, but I learned some of the not-so-pleasant parts of history with, you know, the U.S. and everything, and then just, the military. But I still appreciate, you know, the freedoms that we get.
At the end of the ceremony, the Color Guard retrieved the national and unit flags, and the veterans filed out, one by one. Afterward, they shared food and stories with each other, friends, and family. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.